Government is to pay yet another judgment debt of $1.1 million to Great Cape Company of Switzerland for a breach of contractual obligation. The latest revelation indicts the MPP presidential candidate, Nana Akufo-Addo, who was a one-time attorney general in the last administration. He is said to have written two letters asking government to pay the said amount to Great Cape Company. According to a Deputy Minister of Information, Samuel Okudjetua-Blackwa, the two letters indicate that Nana Akufo-Addo is no stranger to the payment of judgment debts as portrayed by the MPP. Mr. Okudjetua-Blackwa was addressing the media in Accra. Doreen Nampofu reports.
The first letter, dated 18th April 2001, was copied to the then Minister of Finance, Jawo Safumafu. Nana Akufo-Addo in the letter made reference to recommendations by his predecessor, Dr. Obeda Samoa, in his letter dated 8th May 1997, requesting the Finance Ministry to pay the Great Cape Company of Switzerland $927, intended to be the final settlement of the case involving the breach of contractual obligations of the government. In his letter, Nana Akufo-Addo said having examined the petition of the solicitors of Great Company, recommends the payment of about $1.1 million to Great Cape Company. The second letter, dated 3rd October 2011, was a reply to an earlier letter with the heading, Letter and Signature Authentication, Approved for Assistance. In his letter, Nana Akufo-Addo said, though he has fake recollection of the transaction, he can readily confirm that the signature on the first letter is indeed his. The Deputy Minister of Information, Samuel Okudjetua-Blackwa, said the two letters reveal that Nana Akufo-Addo is no saint in the payment of judgment debt as portrayed by the NPP.
These two letters are revealing as they are interesting. They prove that, one, Mr. Akufo-Addo is no stranger to the payment of judgment debt. He is not exonerated in any way. Two, it is a fact that after assuming office as Attorney General and Minister for Justice in 2001, one of Mr. Akufo-Addo's first legal actions to the state was to recommend the payment of settlement as evidenced by his letter dated 18 April 2001. He even went beyond settlements by simply agreeing with a petition from the solicitors of Great Cape without any further negotiations or court processes. Even 10 years after Akufo-Addo left office, he believes fervently that the Great Cape Company of Switzerland has a legitimate claim against the state. Indeed, he is not only being faithful to the Great Cape Company, that, quote, it will be unconscionable on the part of government to defeat legitimate claims of its creditors.
The Deputy Minister said the disclosure of the two documents are to reinforce the need for the discussion of judgment debts to be done in a dispassionate and nonpartisan manner. He said it poses a challenge to which stretches from illegal abrogation of contractual obligations, vindictive and wrongful payments, and has dire consequences for the Ghanaian taxpayer.
Of course, involved in this press conference is another liability against the state. A company called the Great Cape Company is making a demand on the state, on the taxpayer, and the people have the right to know. Indeed, we are not here to pass judgment. We are only applying the MPP's logic on them, that in the face of this new revelation, will all their standards apply? All those who are seeking to make political capital out of this are being exposed by their own conduct, by their own letters, by their own action.
Mr. Ablakwa said government will pursue a judgment debt-related cases in court and be guided by the national interest.
Doreen Number for reporting. Meanwhile, an aide to the MPP flag bearer, Nana Akufo-Addo, Samuel Abujinapo, says Ghanaians are upset with fraudulent payments which are done in disguise of judgment debts rather than the revelations of many debts paid in a form of blame game. Speaking of Behind the News, Mr. Jinapo declared Nanado's stand on the current judgment debt saga.
Nana Akufo Akufo-Addo has not, and I repeat, has not on any occasion said that the payment of judgment debt is bad. Maybe let me attempt to even quote. Nana Akufo-Addo says, and I quote, Wyoming will never happen under President Akufo-Addo, end quote. That is what he says. Dr. Bawumia has not said anywhere that the payment of judgment debt is bad. What we have been talking about is the fact that government ought to have gone to court to defend the government of Ghana and protect the public press in the case of the Wyoming matter. And they refuse palpably to do so because they know that they themselves are complicit and they have conspired to defraud the good people of this country. What the Ghanaian people are outraged about, what the Ghanaian people are angry about, what the Ghanaian people are incensed about is the payment of fraudulent judgment day or fraudulent payments which are done under the guise of judgment day. That is what the Ghanaian people are upset about.
Aide to NPP flag bearer Samuel Abu Jinapor.